I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on September 18th, 2019. Google Stadia Founder Edition has sold out in Europe. With the launch of Google's Linux-powered Stadia gaming platform still just a couple of months away, the company today announced they have sold out their Founders Edition bundle in many European countries. A similar replacement package dubbed the Stadia Premier Edition is now available, but it lacks that buddy pass and a couple of other platform customizations that you used to get as a perk. The next version of OpenStack, due for release on October 16th, will support memory encryption for virtual machines on certain CPUs. Writing on the Seuss blog today, Adam Spears explained that the OpenStack train release will implement some basic functionality that leverages AMD's secure encrypted virtualization technology in order to provide memory encryption with a key which is only accessible to the owner of a VM. While describing this initial implementation as a minimum viable product, Adam points at further integration work that is planned, so expect to see additional related features dropping into OpenStack Nova compute hosts in the future. Ubuntu announces details on which 32-bit packages will be spared. Ubuntu's proposal earlier this year to drop 32-bit support for version 19.10 and onwards met with a fair bit of pushback from the community and caused a rethink on Canonical's part. The compromise position that was eventually adopted was that 32-bit would be retained for a selection of packages that were necessary to support various hardware needs, such as gaming. Now, Ubuntu has published a list of binary packages and libraries that will survive, which include those that provide support for popular applications like Wine and Steam. They do note that they're open to other packages being added to that list, you just need to get in touch with them, but they're also currently only committing to support these packages through the lifetime of 2004, the next LTS release. And in related news, the Fedora team is also pressing ahead with their plans for the gradual removal of 32-bit support. The beta version of Fedora 31 dropped yesterday, and the release announcement notes, quote, "We're no longer producing full media or repositories for 32-bit Intel architecture systems. We recognize this means newer Fedora releases will no longer work on some older hardware, but the fact is, there hasn't been enough contributor interest in maintaining i686. Please note that we're still making user space packages for compatibility when running 32-bit software on 64-bit systems." Chef, the popular configuration automation tool, is now planning changes to its certification program. Having relied upon classroom-based exams to date, Kimball Johnson has now announced that Chef is looking to move to an online testing regime sometime next year. Chef will be halting their current testing at the start of November, so anyone due for recertification after that date will be unable to take their exam until the new regime is finalized. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/8. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.